Blaise, bishop and martyr, is the popular saint that we celebrate today. And I know many of you know this because we were getting phone calls about throat breath blessings and all those types of things. This is one of the saints that we really revere in our church. But what's interesting is it's a saint that we really don't know a whole bunch about as far as his life. We know of the great devotion to him over the centuries, but not a ton about the man himself. His biography that was written about him was actually written 400 years after his death. It was after all those years of devotion and oral tradition passed down that it was finally recorded. What we do know is that Bishop Blaise was martyred in his episcopal city in Armenia in the year 316. He was known to be a good bishop, a good man, who suffered his fair share of persecution. At one point, he was forced to flee to what's called the backcountry, so kind of way out in the middle of nowhere, essentially. And it's there that he lived as a hermit in solitude and prayer in one of the caves. And it was said that he made friends with all the wild animals. So he kind of was like St. Francis in that sense. And one day, a group of hunters who were going after wild animals stumbled upon his cave. And when they wandered in, they got very scared, because here was this man knelt down in prayer and talking to God. And he was Blaise was surrounded by all the animals who were patiently waiting around that cave. Now, legend has it that as the hunters hauled Blaise off to prison, a mother came with her young son who had a fishbone lodged in his throat. And if there's any fishermen among here, and if you don't fillet the fish, you know how painful that can be to get one of those bones stuck. So you have this boy with the bone stuck in his throat, and at Blaise's command, the child was able to cough up the bone. And that's the legend and the story of how Blaise has become the patron saint of throat illnesses. The governor then of Cappadocia tried to make Blaise offer sacrifices to pagan idols while imprisoned. Blaise refused, and he was beaten. Once again, he was forced to make sacrifice to pagan idols. He refused. And this time he was suspended from a tree and his flesh was torn with rakes that were hanging down. And then the last time, when Blaise refused in honor of his faith, he was beheaded. Whether or not the biographical details are totally accurate, that's not what's most important. What is important are the sacrifices made by this good man, this good bishop, for Jesus. When in solitude, he didn't wallow in his own sorrow or feel bad for himself. He embraced the time as a chance to pray and to grow closer to Jesus. When forced to turn back on his faith, he embraced the cross, knowing it would be painful, but it would be for a greater good, out of love. It was in Blaise's martyrdom that he proclaimed the gospel, a martyrdom that he embraced. We too need to embrace our martyrdom. Granted, it's not anywhere near like St. Blaise, thank God. At least we hope not. But the reality is we experience forms of martyrdom in our daily life, and we can either run from them, run away from Jesus, or we can embrace them. Today, more than ever, it's not easy to say out loud, I'm a Catholic. I believe in Jesus. The gospel is true. It's hard because even if we aren't physically assaulted for it, and again, I'm glad we're not, the pain of verbal attacks and the sideways looks and the rejection are still very painful. The difficulty of knowing that people we love may not accept us for our faith causes pain. Those are the hardest moments to embrace, but ones that, through the intercession of the martyrs, we're called to embrace. Over this past year, we've talked a lot about martyrdom and the suffering that we've endured for many reasons. And before the pandemic, it was easy to talk about martyrdom and embracing our cross, because life was pretty good. Now the rubber has met the road in new and unprecedented ways. And so at St. Blaise, we're once again called to reflect on when those tough times hit, do we embrace the cross? Do we embrace what's before us, knowing that Jesus is right there with us? Or do we step aside? Do we look away? Or do we give in? We're never going to be perfect at it, but that's part of the call as a Catholic Christian, is to take the good and the bad the same way. And so we pray through the intercession of St. Blaise this morning for all those who are sick, especially those who might be suffering with diseases of the throat. And we pray for the grace to embrace our own martyrdom. St. Blaise, pray for us.